Welcome to D&B College. In this lesson, we're building a dark side rag a vocal layer in Ableton Live 12 that feels warm, gritty, and tape-worn. Not clean, not shiny, not overworked. Just dangerous enough to bring attitude into the tune without tripping over the kick, snare, and sub. Think of this kind of vocal as a pressure layer. In dark rollers, jungle-leaning cuts, and stripped-back neuro-adjacent tracks, a short rag of phrase can become part of the groove. It can live in the intro, sit in the first 8 or 16 bars of the drop, or answer the bass like a call-and-response stab. Done right, it gives the track a human edge, a bit of street-level menace, and that worn-in identity that makes the tune feel like it's been surviving on a hard drive full of dub plates for years. The first move is choosing the right source. Don't start with a full verse unless you really need that. You want a short phrase with attitude, something with strong consonants and a natural bounce. Listen for sounds like K, T, R, D, SH, anything that can bite through a breakbeat. If the vocal already has a bit of swing, even better. If it sounds too clean, that's totally fine. We're going to age it. What matters is identity and rhythm. Drop the vocal onto an audio track and make a quick decision. Does this phrase have enough character to survive chopping, filtering, and saturation? If it feels flat in the raw recording, it's probably not the one. But if it has a solid delivery, even a rough or imperfect recording can become powerful once you shape it. Now warp it so it locks to the drums without losing the human feel. The goal here is not to force it into robotic perfection. You want it tight enough to sit in the pocket, but loose enough that it still feels performed. Use warp markers only where you need them. Tighten the first consonant so it lands just before or right with the snare, and let the body of the phrase breathe a little. Why this works in D&B is simple. The drums are already fast and dense, so a vocal that is rhythmically disciplined, but not over-edited, gives the listener a clear hook without fighting the break. If you're chopping the phrase, keep it small. 2 or 4 hits is often enough. Place them so they answer the snare or reinforce the offbeats. A vocal in D&B usually works better when it reacts to the rhythm than when it runs over everything. What to listen for here? The vocal should feel snapped into the pocket, not pasted on top. If the consonants land late, the groove loses urgency. If it feels too stiff, ease off the editing and let it breathe a little more. Now let's build the grit chain. Keep it simple and stock if you can. EQ8 first, then saturator, then compressor or glue compressor, and maybe a touch of redux if you want extra worn texture. Start with a high pass somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz, depending on the voice. Cut a bit of mud around 250 to 450 if it feels boxy. If the consonants are too sharp, tame a little harshness around 3 to 5 kHz. Then bring in saturator. Push it just enough to make the voice feel denser and older. A few dB of drive is often enough. You're not trying to destroy the vocal. You're trying to make it feel like it's been printed through old circuitry and lived in the track for a while. If the voice starts to blur, pull back on the drive before you start over-reking it. Add compression after that to hold the level steady. Medium attack, medium release, and just enough gain reduction to keep the performance controlled. Usually you want the peaks caught, but not flattened. If the consonants are aggressive, a second softer stage of compression can be more musical than one heavy-handed pass. What to listen for now? The vocal should gain weight and attitude, but the words still need to cut through the drums. If it turns woolly, that's usually a sign you've pushed the saturation too far, not that the EQ is wrong. From here, you make a creative choice. Do you want raw menace or dusty nostalgia? If you want raw menace, keep it drier, keep the reverb light, and let the mid-range bite do the work. If you want dusty nostalgia, add a short filtered room or plate and make it feel like a dub plate or an old tape bounce. A good reverb setup for this kind of sound is short and filtered. Think around 0.6 to 1.4 seconds decay, a little pre-delay so the vocal stays forward, and low and high cuts on the return so the space doesn't brighten the whole mix. If the track is already busy, lean toward the drier version. If the arrangement is sparse and you need atmosphere, the dusty version can be beautiful. Next, carve the vocal into its own lane with filtering. Auto filter or EQ8 both work fine. High pass it somewhere around 120 to 220 Hz so it stays out of the kick and sub. If the top end feels too shiny, don't boost it. Roll it instead. A slightly darker top often sounds more believable in dark D&B. If the vocal feels nasal, trim a little around 800 Hz to 1.2 kHz. This is one of those places where less is more. Dark side vocals usually sound stronger when they live in the mid-range and keep the top controlled. That leaves room for cymbals and snares snap to do their job. If you can only hear the phrase clearly on headphones, it's probably too buried. If it feels like it's sitting on top of the drums, it's probably too loud or too bright. Now lock the dynamics in place. You want the grit to stay steady and the phrase to feel consistent. Compression helps here, but again, don't crush it. A vocal layer in a drop should have presence, not random spikes all over the place. If a second light compressor stage helps the consonants survive the break, that's a good move. If it starts sounding small, stop. That's the moment to back off and trust the arrangement. What to listen for? The vocal should still feel alive, but not jump out unpredictably on every syllable. You want a steady, weighted presence, like a sample with attitude, not a singer fighting the track. Now put the vocal back into the full context with drums and bass running. This is the real test. Solo sound is not the goal. The goal is how it behaves in the drop. Check whether it lands around the snare without masking it. Check whether it clashes with the bass mids. Check whether it adds forward energy or just extra noise. In a lot of dark DNB arrangements, the smartest move is to use the vocal sparingly. Let it appear in the last two bars of an 8-bar phrase. Let it answer on bar 4 or bar 8. Let it enter on the second or fourth hit of the bar so it dances around the break instead of sitting on top of it. That kind of restraint makes the vocal hit harder because it leaves space for the drums to breathe. If you want an arrangement shape, try this mindset. Filtered fragments in the intro, a clearer phrase at the first drop, and then a more chopped or degraded version later on. Same core idea, different role. That gives the tune progression without needing a brand new vocal concept. Automation can make a huge difference here. Open the filter slightly over 4 or 8 bars. Push a bit more saturation into the second drop. Throw a little extra reverb at the end of a phrase. Even a 1 or 2 dB move in level can make the vocal feel bigger without cluttering the session. Subtle motion goes a long way in DNB. And keep the vocal mostly mono. That's a big one. Dark DNB lives or dies on club translation, and the center of the mix has to stay solid. If you want width, keep it subtle and mostly up in the higher frequencies or in the echoes and tails. Don't widen the low mids just for the sake of it. That's how a vocal starts to soften the whole drop. A really useful workflow move is to print the best version once it's working. Don't stay in endless tweak mode. Bounce the processed vocal to audio so you can edit it like a sample. That makes the arrangement faster and keeps your project lighter. After that, you can trim phrase endings, remove dead space, and make alternate versions for other sections. This is also where a second printed version helps a lot. Make one version that's more open and readable and another that's more filtered, degraded, or atmospheric. Use the clearer one as the hook and the dirtier one as texture. Same phrase, different job. That's efficient, and it makes the arrangement feel like it's evolving without forcing a new idea every 8 bars. A strong habit here is to test the vocal at 3 levels against 2 bars of drums and bass, barely audible, clearly readable, and slightly too loud. If it only works at 1 exact level, it's not stable enough yet. You want a layer that can survive in the mix and still keep its identity. What to listen for in the final pass? First, does it still add attitude when the full drop is playing? Second, does it keep its shape in mono? Third, does muting it make the tune feel colder and less dangerous? If the answer is yes, you're in the right zone. Before we wrap, remember the main idea. Treat the vocal like a percussion element with attitude, not a lead singer, not a full-on hook sitting above everything, but a rhythmic human layer that helps the groove hit harder. Keep the words tight. Keep the processing controlled. Keep the low end safe. And let the character come through the mids, the timing, and the texture. So here's the recap. Pick a vocal phrase with attitude. Warp it just enough to lock to the drums. Shape it with filtering, saturation, and controlled compression. Decide whether you want raw menace or dusty nostalgia. Test it in context with drums and bass, not just in solo. Automate carefully. Keep it mostly mono. Then bounce it to audio and make alternate versions so your arrangement can move fast. For homework, build 1 8-bar rag of vocal layer that feels gritty, rhythmic, and ready for a dark DNB drop. Then make a second version from the same phrase that's either more degraded or more atmospheric. Keep it stock Ableton only. Keep it mostly mono, and make sure it still works when the drums and bass are running. If you do that well, you'll end up with something more valuable than just a vocal edit. You'll have a layer that brings identity, pressure, and weight to the tune. And once you hear that kind of vocal sitting inside a dark side drop, you'll know it immediately. It sounds alive. It sounds worn in. It sounds like it belongs.